Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Real quick, we were talking about how we went down to Channel 9 yesterday to record a segment with them. And when we left, I decided to try a different way to get out of there, just trying to be quicker or whatever. There is no fast way for me to get home out of the Nine News studios.
Oh, no.
I went some sort of back way and then got turned around and then I was lost and then I ended up throwing it into Maps. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to throw out, you know, home into Maps. And it sent me on some sort of wild goose chase where I circled the same like six blocks twice.
What?
You took eight lefts.
Yes, it was. It was like left, left, left. I was like, where is this sending me?
This
and then I ended up on the same road I was on. I was like on Spear again. I was like, it just sent me in a circle.
Using Siri?
Then I go, did I miss my turn? Did I? So I did it again.
Yeah.
And I was like, I finally had to pull over at one point because I was like getting pissed.
You were saying curse words.
I was like, where? Dude, I can't even read the text I sent to my wife on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
It started with, I hate it down here.
Poor guy.
This is why I never come down here.
It took me over an hour to get home yesterday.
Oh my
back
gosh.
Down to Littleton. Because then I ended up starting to hit traffic, and then I hit a wreck, and then the highways were getting full. I was pretty fired up at the end of our
It's
like I got
yesterday.
Home at 7 p.m.
And it's so embarrassing because I used to know downtown streets so well. I could zip around downtown like crazy.
Yeah.
Before we had kids, when we were, you know, still going out downtown to the clubs and bars and all that, I knew all the little back ways and everything. And I was in an area that I had no idea where I was.
And it's changed so much.
And it's changed.
It really has.
Because for me, I was looking for landmarks of restaurants and businesses that used to be there like 20 years ago that aren't there anymore. So I was like, where the hell am I?
And I swear they've switched one ways up. Like, even if they haven't, I swear they have.
There was one point where I turned on a street and nobody else was on it. And it was one of those where it kind of goes down and then like underneath into like a tunnel.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you come back up. And I truly thought I was going the wrong way. And I was like, O-S-O-S.
You're like, I'm on a one way.
I don't know if I'm going the right way.
I'm going to be one of those people on the news.
I instantly thought, I was like, I'm going to be like that person on
I-25.
Oh, no. But anyway, I made it home safely.
Jeez, man.
It's funny because I was so stressed and pissed off. And then Josh comes in this morning. He's like, yeah, I zipped right out of there.
Yeah.
And then I ended up at Wash Park looking at all the hotties.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't been to Wash Park in a minute. And a lot of people exercising there and not a lot of clothes. And
did you like it?
Yeah,
were you into it?
Dude, there's
come on, elaborate.
Like,
tell us what you were saying off.
Well, I was like, if I need to find a wife, you gotta go to Wash Park. I just don't get down there. I don't live anywhere near there, but my buddy does. So he was like, hey man, I see you're at 9 News. Just come over afterwards. I was like, okay, sounds good. And he's a former baseball player. I'm a former baseball player, so we play catch all the time.
Yeah,
that's
and
cute.
He lives close enough to Wash Park where he was like, let's just go down there and let's go. I was like, throw the baseball. I was like, sure, sounds good. And again, I have not been down there recently, and there I am not kidding. There was a group of, it looked like, I don't know, 15 to 20 women that were just all running together at the same time in a little group. And they were all in like uniform outfits, which was just like a sports bra and the same colored shorts. Like they were all wearing the exact same thing, and they were all running at the same time. And I was like, what is happening
right now?
And
you were mesmerized.
They were attractive women.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if I need to find a wife, I just got to come down to Wash Park and act like a lost puppy or something.
Yeah,
because
right.
So Wash Park is a hotbed for the ladies,
certainly,
huh?
Oh, my gosh. I
no
just
got to
put some running shorts on and a t-shirt.
Just start running with them.
I'm going to join their group.
What's up, ladies?
Like, we all like running. Which one of y'all is single? All right, here we go.
Yeah. Just run by single.
Just
single,
go down the line. Single. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Well, good for you.
Dude, but I'm serious. Hundreds of very attractive women getting their exercise on. And that's good. Look, they all have good habits. They're all working out at noon on a Monday. I was like, this is great. I love this. So, it was awesome. It was
this
fun.
Is the best day ever.
It was
this
the best.
Thank you, God.
Dude, for Monday at 2 p.m., it was not a bad day.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, good for you. Get you a wife, buddy.
I know.
Get
I'm trying, wife. Man. We're trying.
Speaking of love and romance, did you watch was it the conclusion to Love Island? What? Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it.
You want the recap?
No,
I got it
don't
right here
do
in front
it.
Of me.
No.
I thought you were going home to watch it so we could talk
Here's
about
the
it.
Thing. So the Love Island Season 7 reunion was last night. And
it Google
started.
It and spoil it?
No, don't do it. It started at 7 o'clock and it was live. And I go to bed at 8. And it's like a 2.5-3 hour thing. So I did not want to start watching it. I knew it would keep me up. I knew I wouldn't get any sleep. So after the show, I'm going to race home and watch Love Island season 7.
Why didn't you just start
reunion?
It? Just start it and watch it, and then you have you get your fix last night, then you've got something to look forward to today.
But I would have watched it all. I would have been up until 10:30, 11. I would have been groggy today. I know my limits, and I know I need my sleep, but I am so, like, glued. So not only did I watch Season 7, but after season 7 was over, I went back and watched Season 6 and the Season 6 Beyond the Villa after that. So I have watched, like, three series. Since
do you know who
this.
Chelly is?
Yes! Chelly and Huda.
Some stuff happened last
night. No,
Josh. Some stuff happened. I'm reading everything right now.
I am so excited to see what happened because there was some tea, guys. There was some drama because there is a couple, Kenny and, God, I'm just drawing a blank with her right now. And this is from season six, I guess. I can't. Anyway, so there was a couple, and this is from the previous season, but there was like a fight between them that was crazy all over the internet. Like people canceled Kenny. Kenny got canceled. Mm. It was a bad day for Kenny.
What about Cartman? Was he okay?
I know. Cartman's just fine. But so there was some tea that was supposed to come out last night about that. And so I'm like on the edge of my seat waiting to see what happens with that.
Same.
And there's just so
How
many
How have
things.
You not had social media ruin everything? For
I'm
like,
just not,
are you off of it
like,
right now?
Like, I'll look. I was on TMZ this morning and I got to the part where it says Amaya and Brian. I'm like, not Amaya Papaya. Don't tell me. So I just like completely
Is her name
got
really
off it.
Maya Papaya?
No, her name's Amaya, but we call her Amaya Papaya.
Oh, Amaya
she's
Papaya.
She's adorable. She's so sweet. She won season 7, so she is the winner.
What did they win?
They get, I think it's $100,000. And then at the end, it's like, because it's a couple who wins. It's a couple who America deems as the most couple in love, right? So that's
so then what happens
exactly.
after they win? Do they get married?
This
so
is the show?
So they put, so then they put them on stage and they give them two envelopes. And one of the envelopes has $0. The other envelope has $100,000 in it. And that person who gets it gets to decide if they want to split it with their loved one or if
or
they
keep
it all.
Oh, and, I'm off the stage so fast.
I would take that envelope and run.
Brian got the $100,000 and he split it with Amaya Papaya. So they split it 50-50 right down the middle.
And then they date?
And then they date. And so I follow them all on Instagram. So I follow Huda, who is like my favorite. I love Huda. And then Amaya and Brian and,
do
you know,
these people
Shelley.
Generally end up together or is it like The Bachelor and Bachelorette where they don't?
No, they do for the most part, but then like they try and keep it under wraps, especially until the reunion so people know. But like from season 6, there are still people who are together from that show.
So they've got a good track record.
Yeah, Odell Beckham, right? Odell Beckham Jr.
You're spouting names I don't even know.
Odell Beckham Jr.
No, he's a football player.
His brother
again, I don't know.
Is on the show. His brother won season 6. His brother won season 6
That's
of the
fantastic.
Show.
That's fantastic.
So how long are these people together on the show?
I think it's like 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks or something.
So you're either picking somebody that you've known for 6 weeks or $100,000.
Well, wait, is this show the one where they like can't do anything? Like they can't sleep together and stuff? They can't do all this?
That's a different one.
Okay, that's a different show.
But there are different reality kind of things based on that kind of stuff. But for this one specifically, like you think 6 weeks... Yeah, that may not seem like a long time to us, but like that's like if we were on an island for 6 weeks.
Well, they live together.
So you really get to know that person.
You're sleeping in the same bed as this
person. Oh, my, Katie.
Like, yeah, it is
This
intense.
Is a sinful, sinful program you're
is.
Watching.
So, like,
sinful.
You really get to know these
Very
people.
Very lustful.
And then they bring in the bombshells. ooh, like, because then, like, you'll be, like, lovey-dovey with somebody, and it's fine, and you're like, oh, you're my person, I know it,
and then
I
they bring
feel
in the
it,
hotties.
Then they bring in bombshells.
The hottie bus shows up.
Out of nowhere, that's supposed to just, like, you know.
This is an evil game.
Throw a wrench into this. The show is insane. I bet you you'd like
throw
it.
Some cleavage into some things.
I bet you, like, honestly, there's a whole lot of my journey, so you might not like that, but.
I'm just letting my light shine.
Know, yeah. My, a lot of that. Sleeping
of,
around journey.
There's a lot of, I love that for you.
Oh,
or,
no.
Or, this feels right. Like, there's a lot
I had
of that.
Someone
but...
very similar to you on my vision board at home.
Yes. I had that, AI draw
oh,
my
I'm
husband. And it's you.
So obsessed. Like,
okay,
it
so
is the
one you're waiting for then is to see if a particular couple stays together tonight.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
the gist of it?
And,
okay.
And to see, because here's the thing, too, is a lot of the girls unfollowed each other on Instagram after the show wrapped. So we need to hear about that drama. Like, what happened?
Yes, we do.
Between them, you know? Like, so I will let you know tomorrow. Okay? No spoilers on the text line. Don't do it to me, because I'm going to wait until tonight to watch
Trust
it.
Me, our lives are completely different,
are they?
Katie.
You're
so.
Not going to go race home and watch Love Island, The Reunion?
No, no. I'm a fan of, like, flipping on the finance channels on TV and watching.
Why?
You know what's so funny?
Like the business
that's
networks
so
and stuff?
Boring.
I know.
My
that's...
dad has that on TV constantly, yeah. And it is so busy to look at. I'm like, what do you even look at on
I'm
this
watching
thing?
The tickers.
Dude,
the ticker at the bottom.
It's me
the
anxious.
Busiest channel I've ever seen. Nuts. Like every part of that screen is moving some way or the other. And I'm like, you know, up and down. And all, and
oh,
I'm like,
no.
What's happening?
Really?
I just can't wait till Tesla hooks up with Apple.
I know.
Do the people on it
I heard that Intel just hooked up with the United States.
NVIDIA unfollowed Apple on his social.
This feels right.
Yeah, so two totally different worlds, Katie Cat. But you give us an update tomorrow after you watch it, all right?
You know I will.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.